Yeah, no, just breathe.
Breathe.
Just take a few breaths.
Good.
Come into the space.
Yes. Yes, the other stuff will get written. This is what I want to be doing, and it's so annoying when I'm like
I
distracted by the
know.
things I need to be doing that I don't actually want to.
I know. I totally feel you. It's very,
Very
okay.
annoying.
All right. This will be good
It
for the soul. We'll come out of this
will.
calmer, less jambly.
Yes,
Shake out the
absolutely.
jambles. I'm trying
Shake
to
it off.
shake more lately.
Yes, do like a dance break after this too.
That's right. Oh, that sounds good. I was thinking today that yeah, I haven't done a dance break in a while.
I know, I
It's
know. And the
so
last couple,
simple, but yeah.
it's perfect. I know the last couple of days I have not been like even walking as much as I normally do. I didn't make it to the gym, and I didn't make my steps yesterday or probably today. And I just feel
Oh.
out of sorts when I'm like
Yes.
that.
Oh, sorry, babe. Yes. Even just one dance track, just dancing around,
Yes.
having a go-to song is really helpful because then you don't have to spin your wheels thinking about which one it'll be.
Yes, I'll just look at one of our playlists and do a little dance break. It'll be good.
Sounds like a plan. Welcome to Semi Together, a podcast about having some of your life together all of the time. It's about working on where you want to get it together while giving yourself credit for where you've got it together. As we learn to live with more calm, joy, and authenticity, we share takeaways that you can use too. I'm Malia Dicker, and I'm in upstate New York.
And I'm her sister, Jillian Burgess, and I live in Barcelona, Spain. In today's episode, we're talking about the question, what makes you feel alive? And it's been on our minds lately during this midwinter period when we often get the blahs or the blues. We'll be discussing what energizes, fuels us, or puts us in a flow state and how we make time for it.
But first, we'll do a quick check-in. So, Jill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little out of sorts, a little bit pulled in multiple directions, but okay. Just trying to take some of my own advice, I'm sure, from this
I know
episode.
exactly. We are talking to ourselves as usual, or at least the parts of
Per
ourselves
usual.
that are just all anxious and the sky is falling as if we're under
Yes.
attack from a lion. Instead
Yes. It is fine.
of
It is fine.
emails and work deadlines
I
and
know,
such.
the modern age of
I
lion attacks.
know, I know. It helps
Yes.
me to remember, like, okay, brains are gonna brain, like it's doing its job, even though it's very annoying and it feels very
Yes.
uncomfortable. So we're not anxious about getting anxious. That helps me a little bit. At least have
Yeah,
compassion for myself, not as like, what's wrong with me? Those thoughts, you
right.
know. It
It's
curbs
like,
that, the second arrow stuff.
yes, that is very helpful. How are you doing
Yeah.
today?
Well, I am doing okay. It's one of those days where I'm like, how am I doing? I just feel like my mind is not connected to my body. Like Mel Robbins, a coach, you know, says, be where your feet are. And I remind myself of that often because my mind is usually off in the clouds or thinking about something that's coming up or something from the past. These days, it's interesting. It's more like future focused, which, you know,
Interesting.
I'd like to be more present focused, but, you know, before I was more past oriented. So it's interesting how it shifts. Anyway, so
Yeah.
how am I doing? I'm doing okay. We did some yoga, Darren and I, this morning, and that just really grounds me. That or running. We'll talk about, you know, those making me feel alive, but that just making 20 minutes for that makes all the difference in my day. So,
Oh, that's great.
yes. What else? I don't know.
Sure.
Clearly, I'm very scattered today. My
I
mind is
feel
all
you.
over the place. Didn't sleep too well. And yeah, feeling anxious. Actually, yesterday I was like, oh, I haven't had anxiety in a while. I've been pretty calm. Maybe it's the exercise or some of the supplements I'm taking. And then lo and behold, the universe is just so funny today. I'm feeling very anxious and scattered.
Hilarious,
I
thank
know.
you.
So funny. It's a reminder that it's all impermanent, right? It's all
Indeed.
dynamic state.
This too shall pass, for better or for worse.
Yes,
Yes.
sure will.
We also wanted to share some listener feedback on our last episode, 85, How Do We Navigate Difficult Anniversaries with Tara Blumenthal? Dustin wrote us to say, great ep. I'm going to say so what to more things more often.
And then he's referring to
And
that Andy Warhol quote that I love so
yes.
much. So what?
Yes,
One
so
of my
what?
favorite things to say. So what? If you really ask that with curiosity and like for real,
I know it's very
it's
useful.
it
So
is.
what? And another listener wrote to say, such a good episode. I still don't know how to grieve. The topic resonated with her because she just passed the anniversary of a past trauma. So thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate hearing your thoughts as well.
Yeah, we always love hearing from you all. And so please reach out if some episode resonates with you.
Yes.
So now we will get into today's topic, what makes you feel alive? And by contrast, what makes you feel dead inside? Or the blahs or the blues. Existential ennui, as I like to say.
Yes.
So I started thinking about this not only because of the winter gray months. It had been really, really gray and not sunny for a long time up here in New York. And I heard there was a lot of rain in California. And so that affects my mood a lot. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, when it starts to get sunny, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now that sunshine makes so much difference.
Yes. Oh, yes. Every year I experience some degree of this.
Yes. And I was reading this book, ADHD, A Hunter in a Farmer's World by Tom Hartman, which is a very, very good book. But he writes that aliveness, or the need to feel alive, is a basic human need. And he says that he would even add it to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Abraham Maslow, the psychologist, who has this pyramid of layered needs, you need to meet the ones on the bottom. This is his theory, meet the ones on the bottom, and then kind of increasing as you meet those two, from physiological, survival needs, safety, belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. And so Tom Hartman says we also need to feel alive, even when all those other needs are met. I thought that was really interesting, and that resonated with me.
Yeah. And I feel like it gives me more permission to prioritize it.
Yeah.
Not that I need that, but it right. does feel like it gives it validity.
Right.
You know?
Co-signed.
Right. Like this guy says so. So
exactly. So I got to do it now.
Got to do it.
Yeah. Sometimes we just need permission from somebody and validate the need.
Yes, exactly. So looking at the research, here are a few strategies you can use to figure out what makes you feel most alive. Number one, go outside. Take a walk in nature, even if it's just a quick stroll around the park in your neighborhood. Studies show that being in nature helps improve your mental and physical health, reducing stress and anxiety levels, boosting creativity and problem-solving abilities, reducing cortisol levels, and lowering heart rates and blood pressure.
Number two, get nostalgic. Reconnecting with your younger self can help you get back in touch with the things that make you feel joyful and energized. And it can also connect you with the previous versions of yourself, which is like a life continuity. And in our episode 52, how nostalgia helps us cope with stress, we talked about how research shows that nostalgia has a number of benefits, including counteracting loneliness, boredom, anxiety, and meaninglessness, offering hope and inspiration and helping you cope better with adversity and promoting personal growth. Think about what you loved to do as a kid, whether that was making up stories, playing basketball, building things out of Legos, or going on long bike rides. How could you incorporate doses of similar activities into your adult life?
Number three, find your flow. Getting into a flow state when you are completely absorbed in a rewarding activity, focused on the experience and not on yourself or your thoughts, is what researchers called an autotelic experience. The word autotelic comes from the Greek autos, self, and telos, end or goal. Flow experiences are worth doing simply for the experiences themselves. In other words, they are intrinsically rewarding. And benefits from being in flow include being able to concentrate without being distracted, feeling a sense of clarity, happiness, and positivity, free from worry, stress, and self-doubt. Think back to recent times you felt in a flow state, when you lost track of time and felt engrossed in an activity you enjoy. What captures your interest or sparks your curiosity? And how can you carve out small blocks of time for these experiences?
And number four, mix up your routine. Novel experiences activate the dopamine system, contributing to a positive mood, outlook, and motivation. Creating a sense of novelty can also help you cope with stress, anxiety, and depression. We talked more about the benefits of balancing novel and familiar experiences back in episode 30, Balancing Novelty and Familiarity, which I have no memory of recording, but I'm sure it was enlightening.
It was really good. I looked back at our show notes. I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, good job, Jill and Malia.
Yeah, right.
Make small changes to shake up your normal routine and engage your mind and body in a new way. Take a new route for walking or jogging, listen to a different genre of music, or pick up a book you normally wouldn't read. Try a new restaurant, coffee shop, or activity. So now Jill and I will talk about our experiences with some of these things and others that came to mind, both what makes us feel alive and not so alive. So Jill, what are some of the things to start? We'll kind of just go back and forth. The things that give you existential ennui or the blahs.
Man, I feel like anything that is just like an adult necessity, like just keeping myself or others alive and functional.
House, like all the basic needs.
Yeah, it's just like life admin stuff, just
Yes,
like,
adulting.
oh man, and it's relentless. It's just ongoing. Like, oh, didn't we just do this? We just fed
I
ourselves and the dishes and the laundry and like, oh.
know it's a lot of
So.
decisions, it's a lot of coordination, a lot of executive function, which doesn't come
Yes.
that naturally to some of us.
Yes, it is. Yeah, even just this morning, Brian just got back from a trip to the States. And this morning we were trying to we had to pay our credit card bill and we needed to move around money for different things. It was just a pile of adult things that needed to get done. I'm like, God, I hate this stuff.
Like
This is
humans were not made for this.
no, it's so draining. And then we had to go to work, it was like,
Yes, it is so
oh.
draining. I know getting the kids out the door often, it feels like I'm already like I've worked a full day and it's just like 7:30 and they've gotten on the bus, just like getting all of the gear and going down the checklist of things. Yes, I finally made a checklist on the fridge of
Oh,
little
good.
magnets. Yeah, it's a little magnet board where one column is to do and one column is done. And it's very satisfying to move them. I think even more than that is not having to maintain the mental load of trying to remember all the
Yes.
things on the list because, yeah, our minds are terrible filing cabinets, especially those of us with working memory challenges. And like, why make your brain remember that stuff? So that helps a little bit. And we've talked, I think, about this before, but thinking of these things as functional cycles and care tasks. Casey Davis, the therapist, who wrote How to Keep House While Drowning, because I had the thought at least once a week, just like, oh my gosh, I'll be doing dishes until I die. Like it's just a long stretch out into eternity, like just a pile of dishes and laundry. And then I'm like, it's probably not the most helpful way to think about it. So functional cycles, like, yes, when the dishes are filling the sink or, you run out of dishes to eat on or whatever it is for you, everyone kind of sets their own benchmark. And then within that, a good, better, best version of that, then you start the functional cycle over again.
That is a more helpful way to think about it. And I
Reframing.
do framing, right? And the care task terminology instead of chores or admin or things that feel very heavy, instead, like, this is
Right.
what we do to care for ourselves and our loved ones,
That's
even if it's not
right.
fun sometimes.
I know. Thinking about it as a choice we're making too is helpful. Like we don't actually have to, even pay mortgage or rent. It's like, yes, you'll get evicted eventually. There'll be consequences, but it's
Right.
like, okay, I choose to. It's
I
like,
choose
it'll be
to
the
keep
most
my home.
fun for you. And
Yes.
what is also true is, yes, it's the choice. It's important to me. So it kind of gives you more agency when you feel just like burdened by the mountain of to-dos and have-dos and must-dos.
Yes, and shoulds,
And
indeed.
shoulds,
Yes.
yes. Well, we were just on a call with our patrons, those who are kind enough to support the podcast. And we do a regular hangout call on Zoom, asking often about input for the podcast. And so some of the things that make people feel blah among the patrons are staying inside too long. Those of us who work from home, we can sometimes get to the end of the day and be like, oh my gosh, I haven't gone outside today.
Right.
Or
I have not had a breath of fresh air all day.
I know when patrons said moving the same crap around, like just all the
Yes.
stuff in our house, moving, shuffling it from room to room.
Yeah, and interacting with bureaucracy and politics at work or the healthcare system or the court system, just dealing with really unpleasant and tangled, unfun systems.
Inefficient or unjust,
Ugh,
or
so
people who are cranky
maddening.
and don't want to help you, or they think their job is to say no instead of yes
Yes,
and help you do the
the
thing.
gatekeepers
Oh
who can
gosh,
stand in the way of
yes.
what you need. Yes, for
I
sure.
know. Yeah, dealing with difficult people is also challenging, or people that we find difficult. We may
Yes.
be the difficult person in their
Other
view.
people might find them delightful. I
That's
doubt
right,
it, but
that
maybe.
too. Their mothers.
Yes.
Yes, emotionally immature people. Glennon Doyle has a few podcasts on that. There's an author who has this book about emotionally immature parents, and she extrapolates to other people in your lives. So, lots of
So,
blahs and blues and things that in our modern world, and especially during the wintertime, can be challenging. So,
yep.
moving toward the things that make us feel alive and our patrons, what makes them feel alive.
Yes, on the flip side, things that make us feel alive. So, for me, it's usually a mix of solo activities and activities with others. I feel like all humans have some kind of balance there. As an ambivert, I feel like I maybe lean a little more introvert these days, so maybe a little more solo time, but also in community and you know, with others as well.
Yes. Autonomy and solitude and then socializing and community are both needs, like research says. And yeah, just kind of depends on, I guess, the day or the season or your personality, if you're more introverted or extroverted. But a nice blend is really, really welcome and important.
Absolutely. So something that we both talk about a lot is being in nature. So just being in any outdoor space, for me, especially by the water, you know, if I can make it to the sea or the ocean or a lake or a river, but preferably a large body of water that makes me feel small in a good way.
Yes, I know it's very cleansing if it's like it has some kind of currents or tide.
Yeah. And I like to take long walks by myself, if possible, outside. And we live in Barcelona, so we're blessed by good weather most of the time. And honestly, the winter and fall is better because it's not brutally hot. So hikes on weekends, if possible, or just walks by the beach or in parks, wherever I can get some green space.
Yeah, there's a lot of great state parks up here. And then the trail by our house, every time I do a reset, especially when I'm feeling anxious or out of sorts, it's really, really helpful to just go running for 10, 15 minutes in the woods. And there's so many metaphors that come to mind about nature and how it's changing all the time. And like, everything's a metaphor. But really just like getting out of my head, going smooth brained, as Darren and I like to say. But yes, just being around nature and how calm it is in the forest. It's so lovely.
Yes, it's very meditative and soothing.
Yeah, it totally resets my mood and my energy.
Yeah, for sure. And some of the things that patrons shared were also natural elements like fresh air, even just opening the doors or the windows in the morning, getting that, you know, burst of fresh air, or having a fireplace or a fire pit. I love fire. We don't have anywhere we can do that in our apartment, but it is.
And the Beavis. Fire.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
that's a very outdated old reference, though. They haven't had a reboot.
Yes, as an elder millennial, I appreciate that. And someone also said being barefoot outside, you know, on the dirt or the sand or the mud or the grass, and like actually feeling that grounding, which is not something I get in the city very often.
I was going to say, you said not in the city so much. Probably wise.
Yeah, like, ew. Even though I love being barefoot in places where that is appropriate.
I know for me, I have some sensory issues and also the practical nature of getting my feet dirty. It has to be a very special occasion because like I don't like the feeling of sand on my feet and I have to clean it all.
Fair.
It's not the very romantic view of it. Sunshine is another thing that people said. It really makes a difference. Vitamin D and the feel of sun on your face. And it just, for me, it's like the birds are singing. It's like an angelic chorus because, yeah, the opposite is true. Right now it's a gray day and it just feels like heavy and blah and sort of inert. So when it's too long a stretch, it's too much.
It's too much for sure.
Another one was getting out of our heads and into our bodies, especially when we're on devices so much as humans these days, and especially when our work requires that. So Jill and I like to do dance or Zumba. It could be a dance break or a group class, running or walking, yoga. We both like yoga, like using the breath for that mind-body-spirit connection and stretching. For me, stretching muscles that I didn't even realize were tight is like, I was like, oh, that muscle, I haven't known that that was completely frozen up.
Brian and I have been going to Pilates and it's been the same where I'm like, oh, I don't know that one at all. And like the next day I'm like, oh, I feel it though.
Even when I run, it's just the same kind of muscle groups. And so it's like my neck or my lower back or whatever can be kind of tight and I don't realize it if I do the same kind of exercise every day. Our patron Dustin was talking about manual work, you know, using his hands, like riding or working on his bike or getting into the garden. Gardening especially, I think, is a really good flow activity because, yeah, you just get to see things sprout. You get to kind of zone out and tune in with nature. And then you get to, if it's vegetables or fruits or herbs, you know, eat the things that you grow.
Right. Reap the benefits. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have our little garden on our terrace that is mostly Brian's domain, but it is really cool to see things sprout and produce things that we can eat. We're very into like edible things, you know, like if it's a flower, I'm like, that's pretty, but you know,
can you put it in a salad?
Yeah, exactly. Do you nourish me? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. We just put little seedlings in these little seed pots that we're starting upstairs inside because it's still cold here in the Northeast, but then we'll plant them out in the garden once it gets warm.
Love it. Another thing that makes us feel alive is collective effervescence, which is one of the 8 ways we experience awe, which we talked about in episode 80, Finding Everyday Awe. So things like going to a concert and seeing live music or doing karaoke together or dancing with a group of friends. There's something just so joyful and wonderful about doing that with people all around you who are enjoying the same experience.
Yeah, you feel connected. You're not so in your head and not like, oh, I'm the only one who feels these human emotions, but you realize that everyone does too. And then people, yeah, you can be totally yourself with. Really, really helps. And sharing those experiences, so much fun.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I told you that we did a private room karaoke thing recently.
No, that's the
yes.
best. It's been so
Yes.
long.
I know, it's been so long. And so friends had found this place. It's a Chinese restaurant in Barcelona where you can reserve this room. And it was for a friend's birthday. And there were, I think, maybe 10 of us. And we had like all this really amazing food that they brought in for us. But then they had a huge screen and it was just like YouTube, you know, you could find whatever and mics. And so it was funny because Brian and I were the only Americans. It was a bunch of Brits. And so there were some songs that we were like, this is a crowd pleaser. And it was like crickets and
they didn't know
did
it
not
or
make
didn't
it
like
across
it.
The pond.
Okay.
Just didn't know it.
Got
We're like,
it.
we're all around the same age. We're like, Weezer, Say It Ain't So,
Oh,
or
funny.
you know, even like oldies like Run Around Sue and stuff like that. It was like, this normally kills.
Tough crowd, tough crowd.
Yeah, but there were some really fun, like we did Kiss from a Rose by Seal
Oh
and like
yes.
just some
So
really
dramatic.
fun. Yes, like
Oh my
George Michael
gosh.
was big, and it was so much fun. It'd been a really long time.
Yes. Do you guys still have the note on the phone that's like a
Yes.
karaoke songs? Yes. It's really helpful just to have some
Yes.
go-tos. Yeah. Because we used to go when we would meet up in New Orleans for the holidays. We would go to a Japanese restaurant with private room. I won't generally do the karaoke in bars and stuff, mostly because I'm
It's not my
impatient and don't want to
fave.
wait. Plus, I just like the group. I don't like to perform. I like it to be like a group
Right. I like a
sing-along. Like,
group
that's what I'm in it
sing-along.
for. Yeah.
Same,
Like,
same.
fine if people like to perform, but for me, what I'm in it for is, yes, the group sing-along.
Amen.
And then I don't
Yes.
feel self-conscious, so it's a
And exactly. It's a
win-win.
win-win.
Let's see. Another thing that makes us feel alive is novelty, exploring new places, making new recipes, engaging our senses. So for me, like following my curiosity, where it's wandering the stacks at the library or bookstore, or what Darren and I call idea surfing or like rabbit holing on the internet or through library books, paging through magazines. The library has a lot of digital magazine subscriptions you can get on the
Oh,
Libby
that's
app
right. I
or
forget about
Hoopla
that.
app. Yeah, Real Simple, for example. And there's this like British, I think it's called The Simple Life or something like that, but it's very much in line with Semi Together. And they have a could-do list every month instead of a
Oh,
to-do
love
list.
it.
Yeah. Another thing some patrons brought up was that a lot of things are algorithmic these days and like they just feed the same kind of content to you in your feed. And our friend Sierra was saying that even coffee shops, because they're so Instagrammable, coffee shops are kind of making themselves look largely the same, like with plants and a background to do the gram, you know? And so elements of randomness where it's like local and different, and then you kind of stumble upon things that are surprising or unexpected, that really is delightful instead of just the same old kind of echo chamber stuff or things that are cookie cutter.
Right. It's surprising and delightful. And another one is being in community. You know, for me, it's really being surrounded by people I love who get me and I can be my full self around and feeling that sense of belonging and connection and just laughing a ton, crying if you need to, highbrow, lowbrow conversations and activities. That's like my favorite space to be in.
Me too. Old
Yes.
friends and new friends. And yeah, the friends who've known you throughout your life, it's just amazing that they've seen all these different versions of you and just know you really well. There's a real comfort in that. So yeah, nurturing those friendships. And for me, conversations that spark ideas and insights and emotions and having those conversations or listening to them via podcast or video or whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that energy kind of builds on itself. It's very like you kind of spark back and forth, and that's so much
Yeah,
fun.
exactly. Or brainstorming. Yeah. You feel that like vitality coursing through your body.
Yes, it's very energizing. And the last one is making things or doing creative projects. In our New Year's episode for this year, one of my goals that I said was making more things and sharing them with others. So that can cover a lot of different things, whether it's meals or podcast episodes or written work, but making stuff, sharing with others, and not getting too bogged down in perfectionism.
Yeah, and then writing that puts abstract human emotions and experiences into words feels especially engaging, like poetry by Mary Oliver or personal narratives. For me, psychology and neuroscience, I just feel like, oh my gosh, humans are so amazing. And, you know, we can, of course, do terrible things and we're awful too, but really amazing at the same time. So
Right,
some of
which
the
is a nice
authors.
balance to
Yes,
all
I
the
know.
awful
And it's just
stuff.
like we can hold those two truths at the same time. But yes, especially like Elizabeth Gilbert, Brené Brown, Glennon Doyle, people who just feel it all and then have put names to a lot of the things that we experience as humans, normalizing those things, being able to understand them better. That really is such a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it helps people be seen and heard, you know, mm-hmm. that you're like, oh, me too. I thought I was the only one who experienced these things, and
yeah,
knowing that
it's
you're
super
not alone.
Validating, like both, mm-hmm. yeah, people talking about it and then research that actually gives things a name. You're like, oh, it's common enough to have a name and have studies
Yeah.
about it. So it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's time for Get It Together, Got It Together, a segment where we share something that's going well for us right now and something we'd like to work on. So I will go first. My get it together, and I may have said this one before, but it's a cycle. Speaking of functional cycles dysfunctional cycles, my post-its are currently out of hand. This is a cue that I need to slow down and probably schedule myself less, but take the time to process said post-its, because they work well when they're a capture system where it's like I can grab from my post-it dispenser and then just jot it out of my head onto the paper before I forget about it. But then when they start stacking up, and I know this is a common problem for especially ADHDers, so one of my clients in particular does the same system where it's like a good system until you don't process and do something with the post-its where they're like scheduled, and, you know, mm-hmm. crumpling them up and throwing them away is so satisfying for me. But
Yes.
I'm always experimenting with different workflows. Usually it's a blend of digital and analog tools. Mm-hmm. And so at any rate, need to process the post-its. That is I have a post-it that says process post-its.
It's buried under other post-its.
Right, exactly. Well, my got it together is we've had a hack recently, thanks to Darren, about the functional cycle of dishes.
Oh.
So this is for those who have a dishwasher, but we used to pre-wash the dishes. So they were basically clean of food before we put them mm-hmm. in. We couldn't even tell by looking at them if they were clean or not. But then he was reading about how the sensors in the dishwashers actually, if there's not food on the dishes, then they will use a less powerful spray. So it's like if there's more food on them, it will do a better job of spraying that food off. And then also Rinse Aid is something that there's like a little dispenser next to the soap dispenser that's just like streamlined our whole process. So we just rinse them, and we're training the kids to do that too, and put the dishes directly into the dishwasher. So it's given us more quality time together and less
Oh, awesome.
Manual labor, which is very welcome. Sorry, that
That's
was a very
amazing.
Long way of explaining that. But for any of you who haven't tried that hack, it does save a lot of time. And the dishes look better because the Rinse Aid gets the spots off and they just look cleaner.
Okay, so I've heard variations on this before. I've always been doubtful because we have a very old European dishwasher, and I am not convinced that this applies.
Well, I would say experiment. That's always the answer.
Yeah, because I feel like there have been times where, you know, people have stayed with us or whatever, and I think they've treated it like an American dishwasher and just put them in,
oh,
and
like
it did not
completely
work.
Right.
They came out looking as they did when they went in.
So you have some data. Is it a quote high efficiency dishwasher?
Yeah,
Or high
yeah, meaning
efficiency
it's
with
slow
water, but not for results.
Right,
in
right.
Time.
Yeah, so I do complain a lot about the effectiveness of certain appliances.
You're
that
like,
we
I want
have
a high
here.
Effectiveness, not high efficiency.
Exactly. I'm like, I would love you to save energy, but also do your job.
Yeah, right.
So
you have one job.
Yes, you have one job. Much like our drive that takes 4 hours to get things
bananas.
Dry.
I can see why you hang them up outside when you can.
Exactly. But I love that idea. And maybe someday we will get a better dishwasher when ours finally kicks the bucket.
The beauty of renting, right? It's like you can,
yes.
Hopefully, if you've got a good landlord or landlady.
Yeah, indeed. Debatable. Okay, so my get it together is not protecting my downtime so much and overscheduling things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that has been, you know, common kind of on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And after the last half of last year, when we were just like slammed for so many months, Brian and I were like, okay, we want to do better with this and at least have one weekend per month where we're both home and we don't have anything scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if we've succeeded on doing. I think in January we did. February, I don't know that we did. And then March, we might succeed. So we're like two ideally would be great. And we can still say yes. It's like there was a weekend we were home and then there were a friend or two had birthday parties and stuff, but we were here and so we're able to opt in. So that's the idea of like opt in when you want to, but not jam packing the schedule.
Right, like
So
committing to things where you have to expend energy.
Yeah, so I want to like check in and look at our spring schedule and see if we are if we actually need to block those off on the calendar, which we haven't been doing as like this is our weekend at home.
Right. And it's so hard to maintain those boundaries when it's not an actual external thing. And you're like, well, this is, I'll
Like,
squeeze this
well, but
in.
we could,
It'd
and
be really
like it's
fun.
exactly. And when it's things you want to do, but then I know that ultimately we will burn out if we don't protect that time. So especially before getting into the busy season of like later in spring and summer gets really, really packed. So I'm aware of that, and I want us to check in on it.
Yeah, it's a good checkpoint.
Yes, my God together is, I guess the flip side of that is that I am starting to make summer plans, which is good. It's exciting and it's like good that I'm engaging with this earlier than I have in past years. So, like, we have two family weddings this summer. I'm going to be spending some time in the States. We've got visitors, we have things going on. And so that requires a lot of planning, buying flights and figuring out logistics and the unfun part of the fun stuff. And so I did look at flights yesterday for going to the States, and they're pretty reasonable right now.
Oh,
And so I'm like,
good.
okay, yeah, the benefit of doing this early is that you can probably get better prices. So I think in the next week, we're going to try to actually start making some of those decisions and
Oh,
booking stuff,
good.
which is very
I
exciting.
know,
It's,
we'll
I
see
know
each
it's,
other.
yeah, I
Yay.
know exactly. So I'm like, the reward is that I get to see family, I get to see friends. But first, it's like navigating all of the Google flights and the, all of the,
Logistics, yeah, the unfun part
oh, and
that
it's
leads to the
like,
it's the yeah, the means to the end of the fun.
right, exactly. And I'm gonna have several domestic flights. Brian's gonna have several international flights. Like, it's just gonna be a
A lot of
whole
moving
web
parts,
of
yeah.
complex stuff. But again, the end result is we get a lot of time with people we love. So I'm excited
Yes.
about it.
Well, and also the advantage of planning early is you kind of see what's ahead and in a concrete way. And then you're like, oh, my
Yeah.
time in between, I want to budget accordingly so I get enough downtime. And it might help you
Yes.
protect your time better when there's an actual thing on the calendar ahead.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I think that's a good perspective. So, I mean, I know it will be here before we know it. So I'm like, all right, like to plan in advance and to have it on schedule to look forward to, but then also to try to allocate time, money, resources is
I know.
a
It's
good thing
that
too.
balance always, meeting both of those needs, like for,
I know.
again, autonomy and
Right.
solitude, quiet, and then also the social time, community, fun, all of it.
I know. And like, I do remember, I mean, it has not been so long since the deep part of COVID where we couldn't do any of this stuff. And like, I am still deeply grateful and appreciative that we even have this option. So trying to find that balance of protecting the time and those moments we really liked in COVID where it was really quiet and we were just home,
Yeah.
and
No
also being able to
obligations
do
to
stuff.
anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So finding a better balance.
Exactly. As always.
For you.
Well, that is all for this episode of Semi Together. What makes you feel alive? What gives you the blahs? Tell us at podcast@semitogether.com or send us a voice memo. And if you're an adult with ADHD, I'd love to coach you on how to reduce those blahs and add more vitality to your life. You can book a free discovery call at risingspiralcoaching.com.
If you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a review. Thank you for listening to Semi Together. And take it from us, you have it more together than you think you do. All
All
right.
right.
Yeah, I think
Yeah,
that
I
was a
feel
good
better.
one.
How
Yeah, I
about you?
do. I do. Yes, I'm going
Good.
to still take that dance break and then
Good
try to knock
idea.
out this thing, which is fine. Like last week, when a friend was visiting and we had a co-working day on Friday, I was like, just no drama. Just do it. Just do the thing and just don't make it a big thing. Just
Just skip that
do
part. I know we tell the
it. Just
kids,
do
like,
it.
this part
Exactly.
with the
Just skip the
drama, you're going to have
drama.
to do it
And then
anyway. So skip that part.
I kind of did that successfully. So I'm like, all right, just,
Amazing.
yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, talking ourselves
So.
down. It's self-coaching. We're just like talking to that toddler part that's thrown a tantrum. It will throw the tantrum when it comes
I
time to do the
know.
thing. And we're like, you know what? I
Like,
get it. It's
oh,
not that
buddy, big
fun.
feelings.
I
Yeah.
know, exactly. Somebody need a snack.
Little bit.
Always.